awesome.
There's other ones long as fuck.
This one's about the USS Indianapolis, which was...
Where'd that float around?
That was in the Pacific in World War II. It delivered parts for the atom bomb. So it delivered parts for the bomb that hit Hiroshima, and it was like a secret mission.
Yeah, naturally.
Yeah. So there's like 1,100 dudes on this fucking ship.
Holy fuck. Which is atom bomb parts?
Yeah. They bring it to the island. They're on their way back.
Jesus.
Like
Christ,
a little, I think it was east of the Philippines. And they got torpedoed in the middle of the night by a fucking Japanese submarine.
Fair enough, dude.
A submarine.
Can you imagine the dudes on that ship? So that would have been like our great grandfathers. Just on a boat, and they're like, what are we bringing out here? And they're like, I don't know, man. They're just doing bombs. They're supposed to be
grandfathers,
fucking,
dude.
What was it?
Basically grandfathers.
Okay.
These guys were like 20, 19.
Okay, yeah, you're right. That was kids. What year was that?
1945.
Fuck yeah, it would have been my grandfather, yeah.
Yeah.
They're born 1918. Imagine those dudes on there just being like transporting atom bombs and be like, what's that? And they're just like.
No idea.
Fucking these big bombs, apparently. I don't know. Yeah. Fucking
fuck some people up with these, dude.
Apparently, they're like stronger than a lot of other bombs, and they use fucking.
Basically, me talking about weed.
Atoms,
drugs. Like, someone, I'm like, I don't know. I feel weird.
I mean, I guarantee that most of the people on the ship didn't know what an atom was.
Of course not.
So it was like magic. They were driving. They're like, I don't know.
We're just delivering magic to this island. It's going to blow. It's going to eviscerate a city. But, that's another. I mean, start to finish, this thing is the biggest nightmare of all time.
Yeah, like, for
it's
sure.
The worst thing you can
imagine.
It's
a horrible setup.
Start to finish. So they're in the Pacific. They get torpedoed in the middle of the night. So everyone's sleeping.
Oh, that's terrible.
You wake up to the ship sinking. The ship sank in 12 minutes.
Did they, like, the torpedoes? Did the Japanese just strap a dude unnecessarily to the torpedo?
They used to do that.
You don't have to, you can just shoot
for real,
them.
They had suicide bombing torpedoes.
That would have just a dude on it?
Yeah. Now, that was definitely not what they used there, but yes.
That's hilarious.
They had kamikaze submarines.
You know, they had a... fuck, man. In like the 1700s? Beginning of the 1800s, Japan, they were fucking rolling around in like samurai costumes.
Yeah.
They were full on just like...
Dude, yeah.
They looked like Power Rangers bad guys for like... Just until the Navy showed up and they were like, oh, we feel dumb.
Yeah,
like,
it's
okay,
like, yeah, we have muskets. All you have to wear is a suit. You just wear a cotton suit.
Well, they had guns and they got rid of them.
Yeah.
And they fucking brought back the swords. And like, nah, let's get back
to
this
shit.
They're
fucking chilling.
Yeah, then...
There's a dude who has a YouTube video called The History of Japan.
Really?
It's fucking sick.
Japan is fucking tight.
It's awesome. But, so anyway.
Yes, these guys are out there.
The start to finish, this thing's a fucking nightmare. I'm ruining the episode, but whatever. If you weren't going to listen to it, this is what happened. You also probably remember it from Jaws.
Mm-hmm.
In Jaws, the guy, the Quinn? No, that's from something.
He's from that thing?
The dude that's like, their eyes roll back, black as doll, like a doll's eye. Like that
what?
Guy. He's talking about the USS Indianapolis.
Fuck. He was on it,
in the movie Jaws, that guy's character was on it.
What?
But,
never saw Jaws.
What?
Never saw it.
You're missing out. It's really
great. I gotta see it.
Yeah. Now that you see it when you're older, you're gonna be like, all right.
That's what I think. Fine. I think I missed the window of it.
That's how I am with Usual Suspects.
Someone's told me what happened at the end of that 10 fucking times.
Really? No one's told me, but isn't it Kevin's? It's somebody else, and it's just like, oh, didn't see that coming.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll never guess. It's like, well, now I will.
Yeah, well, exactly.
It's like... not gonna be that much of a surprise. Yeah, I tried to watch The Village earlier this week.
Where people
remember The Village?
Like... Yeah, where people like come out of the woods.
Yeah, M. Night Shyamalan. It's like set in like an old timey thing, mm-hmm. and then it turns out it was just a commune in modern times.
Well, did you know
and the monsters weren't real? So
apparently,
it's like,
original ending was supposed to be the guy was supposed to come out and get hit by a car.
That'd have been hilarious.
That's what I was saying.
It definitely should have ended that way,
bro. I'm not fucking fluffing.
Gets hit by a bus, and it's just like that's amazing.
I'm not fluffing myself, dude. When I was in fifth grade, we had to do a creative writing assignment, and I had a lady who was looking for like nutmeg or something. She's looking all over. How's it end? Hits by a fucking car, bro.
Wow.
Teacher said, you can't end a story like that. And I was like, all right.
Tell
I
that
bet.
To Shyamalan, dude.
Tell that to fucking M. Night, dude. I hit my teacher with a Shyamalanian twist, dude, and she could not
She couldn't handle it.
She couldn't metabolize it, dude.
Of course not, dude.
She couldn't
that's
metabolize
why she was,
my
That's why
lit.
She's a fucking grade school teacher. If she could have handled a story like that, she wouldn't be there.
True that.
You fucking loser-ass teachers.
Fucking bitch. Miss McGinley, you bitch.
McGinley, you cunt bitch.
So these dudes are on the boat.
On the boat, ship gets hit with torpedoes. While
they hit with a torpedo.
They get hit with two torpedoes out of a Japanese submarine.
God, those things are probably so fast.
the ship sinks, like, it's a huge ship, and it sank in 12 minutes. Terrifying. Which is, like, right away.
Oh, my God.
And they had to, I forget what it's called, but compartmentalize the ship. So you gotta,
they block off water?
You just got to block off rooms that your friends are in.
Fuck.
So, like, again, start to, you wake up in the middle of the night, and you're like, goodbye, all my friends that were in that room.
You just shut them,
like,
in there?
Yeah, you got to lock it in. And they're like, let us out. And you're like, I can't, I'm sorry. Fuck. Then,
and the ship's sinking anyway.
Ship's sinking. The one part he talked about, the ship goes vertical, like in Titanic, and dudes are hitting the propellers that are still running and getting launched like a fucking baseball, just home run.
I mean, they're
dudes
into pieces, too. Yeah. Holy fuck.
And it's one of those where the ship sinks, you get dragged under. So everybody knows that, so they're all swimming as fast as they can. People, a bunch of dudes get sucked under.
Wait, when the ship sinks, what, like the...
It
the,
brings shit
the
down.
The water bends down?
Well, it's like a vacuum. It sucks things.
Oh, Shane, that's
the,
terrifying.
The current,
dude,
sucks you under with it.
With the weight of the ship.
Yes.
Fucking Jesus, man.
Then there's a 2-inch thick...
I'd rather get shut in my room and just fucking die.
Oil slick on the water. So everyone's burning. You can't get oxygen. You can't come up for air without burning alive.
Imagine being the Japanese dude who shot the shot. It was like, perfect. Fucking beautiful.
Great fucking hit, dude. Let's go to sleep. Yeah. All right, you clock out.
Let's go to our tiny pod and sleep, dude. Yeah, dude.
Good job today.
That's a perfect shot.
That's the worst. You just inflicted hell on 1,300 people.
And meanwhile, atom bomb parts are just floating to the bottom of the sea.
It was on the way back. They delivered it, dude.
Oh, okay.
That submarine got what it had coming to it. I mean, people will try to justify the atom bomb all the time, and I'm like, dude, look at what happened there.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
That was pretty
bad. That's worth 2 atom bombs.
Yeah. So what happened?
Yeah. So then they go into
the
water.
What were we doing with those atom bombs? We were bringing them to bomb Japan anyway?
Yeah. Yeah, they were delivering the parts to bomb them.
Oh, my God.
So...
That submarine hit him on the wrong part.
Yeah.
They're like, we got him. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it's like, nah, they already did it, dude.
Oh, my
they
God.
Delivered it. But
so they're burning alive.
The people that survived that, I think 300 people died pretty much right away in the first, like, 15 minutes. So now there's, like, 900 dudes just in the water. Jesus. And that's when the shark feeding frenzy starts for 3 days.
God.
3 days.
Oh.
And it started out... with the sharks would eat, like, carcasses. And then they got tired of that and started eating dudes that were, like, wounded and stragglers. Because they all went into different groups that were spread out over
a huge... Were they laying on a piece of wood or something, just floating?
Some had rafts, but, yeah, most of them had life vests. And you're just floating. And one thing Carlin was talking about was how, like, it's not like the north where you just die.
Mm-hmm.
It was warm water, so you could live. Like, you just die of thirst.
Sunburn, dude.
And sunburn.
Ugh.
And, like, there's stories of, like, dudes who, because they're life vests, like, it looks like your friend's just sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to touch him, and he floats up, and his whole lower half is gone.
Ugh.
Because there's so many sharks.
Ugh.
Just all around. Like, dude.
Jesus Christ.
The guy who found him, like, a dude was flying when he saw them. And he was like, we went low enough that you could just see people getting eaten. Like, while they flew over, people were getting ripped apart by sharks.
I mean, that's a fucking jackpot for a shark.
Yeah, dude. There's a story of these dudes on a raft, and there was a hole in the middle of the raft, and this big-ass tiger shark kept sticking his head into the raft, dude.
Oh, my God.
A shark's head was coming into the hole in the middle of this raft. It's the scary... And, dude, at night, you're floating at night in the middle of the ocean, and there's sharks everywhere.
Jesus Christ.
And there's one, this kid was, like, struggling, and this dude in a group was like, I'm going to go try to save him. He went out, a huge fin comes, chases him back to the group.
Oh.
The kid's just out there getting ripped apart.
Dude, the moments for bravery are over, dude. As soon as I'm on a raft, there's sharks, I'm just like...
Yeah.
I just don't see myself being like, let me get off this fucking raft.
If someone's screaming for help...
I'll toss him a rope, dude. I'm not fucking... Yeah, I don't like going in the ocean my knees.
They didn't have... a raft. They're just in clusters of dudes with life jackets.
True.
And there's a dude, like, if you wanted to die, you just separated yourself from the group. Like, people would kill themselves just by being like, all right, I'm done with this.
Yeah, fuck
swim
this.
Fucking 20 yards out and sharks
and
will rip you up.
Munch you.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And dude, it's the worst.
So if you're clustered in with all your boys, sharks are like...
At first, they were leaving you alone.
And then they started
being
like, we can eat that.
They started taking chunks out of the group. It's fucking crazy.
Holy fuck. How many people survived it?
I don't know. I think...
Just the one guy from Jaws.
I think 300 of the 900 that went into the water.
Jesus, got out. Dude.
I think. I could be wrong on that.
And they just went right back to work.
I doubt it, dude. That fucks you up forever. Know, the captain committed suicide 20 years later.
What? He's
still getting letters from people's families that were like, this Christmas would have been nice if you didn't kill our fucking son.
What?
He kept all the letters he got from these people and killed himself. These people were the most fucked up PTSD you can... Dude, imagine...
I know.
That family that did that's a bunch of fucking losers.
The captain's supposed to die. Captain's supposed to go down with the ship.
Yeah, until the ship's going down, then it's like, all right, I'm not going to die right now.
You say you'd ditch the captain code if your ship went down.
If the ship's burning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'd be ditch like, the
I'll
captain.
Burn. I'd take that fucking hat off right away, dude, and sneak out. Dude.
I'd ditch the captain code if they're like, you got to transport atom bombs across the Pacific into enemy territory. I'd be like,
yeah, I quit.
Skipper, get up there.
Yeah, the but just
that's fucked up. They're like, you. It's not him. It's
I know.
Like,
there's people dealing with.
Yeah, their kid getting eaten by a shark.
Idiots too, probably.
Matt, some of them might have been like burning alive while being eaten by the top half burning, bottom half getting eaten by a shark. Yeah, think about that.
It's the worst possible way to
s'mores,
die.
S'mores, dude. The sharks are probably like, tasty.
You got some s'mores, dude. Yeah, it's and like the sharks were, they were talking about how big they were, like huge tiger sharks. Oh my God. Just like.
Those sharks are probably freaking out, dude.
Yeah, it was a frenzy. They were going nuts.
Yeah, they'd never eaten white people before, dude.
Now they got some white meat out
they're
there.
They're like, whoa, dude.
Yeah, there's 900 dudes just floating.
Those sharks are probably like, you got to try this shit. This is
delicious.
Yeah,
he went
delicious.
Back to his pals. He's like, come on, man.
There's fucking white guys up here.
There was another guy got grabbed by his waist and dragged through the water, like waist high, though. Like he stayed up. He stayed up and was getting pulled past everyone screaming. Dude, it's the most horrific thing you can
it's
imagine.
It's horrible.
I can't get it out of my head floating in the ocean at night and you just hear people get pulled under. And then the vest floats back up. Like
just fucking, waiting to get bitten by a shark. And then the moment one of those finally snagged you, it was probably like, no, 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 no. Oh my God, that's horrible.
Yeah, USS Indianapolis.
Does that captain have any relatives?
I don't know. Hopefully.
Might start sending him fucking hate mail.
Send him a hate mail. He'll be like, you're fucking...
Your bitch-ass granddad. Kill yourself, dude.
Yeah,
your
that's...
grandfather's a fucking piece of shit, dude.
Pussy, dude.
He should have went down with the fucking... He should have locked himself in and went down. I think you're supposed to just, like, climb the top of the ship and grab it and fucking submerge.
Which is such a ridiculous...
I know.
Imagine that's... the first guy to be like, yeah, captain goes down with the ship. The captain's probably like, what? Wait, why are we starting that fucking
it's even
tradition? That's a dumb tradition.
It's funny to think of the people who are like, all right, that's what I got. It's like, what? No, dude.
Yeah, wait till the room's
it's just a
on,
job, bro.
When the room's on fire, you're getting the fuck out.
Yeah, this is just a job.
Yeah.
You totally leave. That's when people are like, can't believe those soldiers deserted. I was like, dude, first
why
chance
were they
I
out there?
Fucking got, dude.
Get out. I deserted day one of boot camp,
we're
dude.
Fighting a battle in the woods. I'm hitting the left, dude. Yeah. Peace.
I remember being a kid watching every war movie, be like, all right, I would fake dead there. I'd be like, I would lay there the whole time.
Dude, I've gone paintballing before, and they're like, charge the fort, and I'm like, fuck no, dude, those things hurt. I'm going to sit here.
You're a coward at paintball. Yeah. You deserted.
I deserted and went and got a roller burger at the fucking lunch truck, dude. You ever see those hot dogs, or hot dog shaped hamburgers? No. It's called a roller burger. I had like two of them.
Oh,
a mask
my God.
Would fog up. I'm like, I'm getting a fucking roller burger, dude. This sucks. I'm gonna get a blue Gatorade and a roller burger. And I'll meet you guys back in the game. When I played paintball, I just sat in the back and just wait till my team would go in front of me and shoot my teammates. I just did friendly fire. I just wanted to shoot people in paintball.
You hit the old Pat Tillman, dude.
We started. That's when my cousin came from behind me and shot me point blank in the ass because I was just going pop, 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 pop and shoot everyone. Because everyone has a mask. You're like a stormtrooper. No one knows who's who. So everyone's wearing the identical camo pullover
yeah.
and a stormtrooper helmet. So it's like you're just totally anonymous. I'd just be like, And those paintballs, when they take a good curve and hit someone, dude, it's so satisfying.
Yo, we had airsoft fights in college, and I shot my friend. Oh. He like was peeking around a corner, and I shot it. I watched it curve, hit him right in the face. It was really great. It was really great.
It's awesome.
It stuck with me. It is very satisfying.
You see that thing go, whoop.
Yeah. Ah. Bend it like Beckham, dude, right in someone's face.
That's so fucking fun.
Oh, fuck. But yeah, I'll be thinking about the Indianapolis for a while. It helped with my anxiety, my hangover anxiety.
Yeah, you just think about dudes. Oh, my
God. I thought I had a bad dude. Imagine floating.
Check out some fucking...
At night. Someone...